This information is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is offered with the understanding that the presenters are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If legal advice or other expert advice is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.
Welcome to the Thousand Oaks Real Estate Investing and Real Estate Financial Planning Podcast. Learn all about investing in real estate in Thousand Oaks, California, with a combination of real estate financial planning and modeling with numbers specific to Thousand Oaks, plus syndicated, more generalized recordings of live and pre-recorded real estate investing classes, not all of them specific to Thousand Oaks. Be sure to stay tuned after the podcast for a message from our sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. I am your host, James Orr, and this is another very short version of a deal alchemy class. In a lot of the other deal alchemy classes, we talked about the ability to manipulate returns, to change the strategy or how we look at an investment or what we choose to do with investment or which investment we choose to buy in order to change how we're getting various returns in the return quadrants, you know, the appreciation, the cash flow, the debt pay down, the depreciation benefit. Today, we're going to look at a fictitious example because I want to just show you as clean as we can get, but we're going to use a fictitious example of comparing buying a residential property to a commercial property where they are absolutely identical, except one is residential where people are living in the property and the other one is commercial where it's more like industrial or, you know, something like that. And the reason why I wanted to try to make them completely identical and the reason why in reality that would probably never happen is usually the financing and the characteristics of the investment, who pays taxes and insurance and maintenance, stuff like that, in a lot of cases is going to be different for choosing these types of investments. For the sake of today only, I decided to make them completely identical, except one of them is going to have a depreciation period of 27 and a half years. The other one's going to have a depreciation period of 39 years. And we're going to look at what the impact of that is on our kind of return quadrants and see how, you know, deciding to invest in a commercial property, if you could, which it's really going to be impossible for you to do, but if you could find a commercial property that has identical characteristics for a residential property, this is what it would look like. So let's jump into today. It's going to be relatively short. We're going to kind of run through it very quickly. So the formal definition of alchemy, not the real estate specific version, kind of my version of it, the version from a dictionary is a seemingly magical process of transformation, creation, or combination. And that's largely what we've got going on when we decide to do deal alchemy. We're kind of changing either what we invest in, how we invest in it, the kind of strategy we use, or how we finance it. And we're deciding to magically transform and create and combine that into ways that manipulate the returns and give us different things than we might expect. So we're moving the returns around between the quadrants. And today is going to be probably the simplest of all of them because the appreciation is not going to change whether you have a commercial property or residential property in our example. Now, in reality, it might actually be different. You know, we do sometimes see commercial properties appreciating at different rates than residential properties. Sometimes it's more, depending on supply and demand. Sometimes it's less. Okay. So you know, for today's sake, though, appreciation is not going to change. We're assuming that both properties are going up at the same rate. Cash flow, again, might change depending on how strong the demand is for rents in different ones. For today's sake, though, cash flow is also going to remain the same because we've assumed the characteristics of the investment are identical. Debt pay down the same. You're buying a property that is the same price. You're putting the same amount down. You're getting the same interest rate, all which in reality probably would not be true. For commercial properties, most of the time you'd have to put a little bit more down or they're going to insist on you putting a little bit more down. And your interest rate's probably going to be a little bit different than if you buy, you know, a traditional residential property. And a lot of times the terms of the loan will also be different as well. Like you'll probably have to do some type of balloon, an adjustable rate mortgage. So, you know, the financing is likely to be different, but for the sake of today, we're going to assume that we put the same amount down, we bought the same price property, just one of them happens to be residential, the other one happens to be commercial. And so the amount that we're paying down on the loan is going to be identical just for today. What's really going to change for us is this tax benefits area, because when you buy a property, this is the layman's version of how depreciation works. This is not what you can use on your tax return. And your CPA could help you actually do the calculation for yourself. But here's the basic idea of how depreciation works. You buy a property, you cannot depreciate the cost of the land. So you subtract out the value of the land from the purchase price of the property. What's left over is the value of the building. You take the value of the building and you divide through by the government set time period that you can depreciate that asset over. And this is where the big difference is going to be today. When we talk about residential properties, properties that people live in, it's 27 and a half years. That is the IRS kind of number that they give you for residential properties. For properties that you don't live in, like industrial buildings and retail buildings and things of that nature, those are going to be depreciated over 39 years. So 27 and a half years versus 39 years, it's still the same amount that we're depreciating. It's really important for you to understand the amount you depreciate doesn't change. We're still depreciating the cost of the building. And in this case, we're assuming the cost of the land is exactly the same, whether we bought residential or commercial. We're just saying the cost of the building itself gets depreciated over a different period of time. So if you have a cost of a building that's depreciated over 27 and a half years versus one that's depreciated over 39 years, the one that is depreciated over 27 and a half years, if it's the same dollar amount of the building, becomes a larger dollar amount. So we're going to see a larger benefit from the depreciation when we buy a residential building. We're going to see the same dollar amount for the building divided by a longer period of time, 39 years. So the amount we're getting each year is lower when we buy the commercial building. However, it lasts for a longer period of time. The other one only lasted for 27 and a half years. After that, depreciation goes away. You can no longer depreciate anything on the building. When we do the commercial one, we depreciate it over 39 years, and then that depreciation benefit goes away. So we're still getting the same dollar amount depreciation. It's just one of them we're kind of sliding forward a little bit and compressing it by using a shorter time period, and the other one we're extending it out and we're getting a little bit less. So that does affect our returns in the first year, okay? And we're going to look at that. That's what we're going to primarily look at. So again, to recap, it's not likely to be true in real life, but we managed to find two identical investment properties. One's a residential property, the other is commercial. Same price, same rent, same expenses. The only difference is one is residential and the other is commercial. And this is really for tax purposes and calculating the depreciation benefit. In reality, lots of things would be different. Okay. So it's going to be really hard to find this like scenario in real life. I just want to show you what the impact is and try to remove all the extra variables so that you're not like overwhelmed with, okay, well, the interest rate changed and, you know, the terms of the loan changed. And really, you know, in the commercial one, they're paying their taxes, they're paying the maintenance on the property. You know, they're paying the utilities, you know, like, you know, triple net sort of stuff. And really in residential buildings, that's very different. Okay. So residential properties, as I said, can be depreciated over 27 and a half years. Commercial properties can be depreciated over 39 years. We are depreciating the same cost of the building over a longer time period, and that gives us a lower dollar amount of return, but for a longer duration. It's still overall the same amount of money. You're still depreciating the same dollar amount. Just one of them happens to be over a shorter time period. The other one happens to be over a longer time period. And how that impacts it is what we're going to look at today. So let's compare them. For the residential property, the one where people live in, you normally would get, let's call it $11,000 and change for appreciation. That's going to be the same for the commercial one. For cash flow, it's going to be $2,394. That's going to be the same for the commercial. Debt pay down, $2,779. That's the same for commercial. Here's where the difference is. The tax benefits. So when we bought this residential property, we would get $1,700 in the first year from cash flow from depreciation. It is the money we get to keep by having this rental property that we did not have to pay in taxes, okay? The really layman's version of how this works is, let's say you earned $100,000 a year. You basically could take the gross amount of depreciation and subtract that from your $100,000 in income, and you're only paying taxes on that lower amount. So if depreciation was $10,000, you'd really only be paying taxes on $90,000 instead of $100,000. And so it looks like the amount of money you get to keep is the gross depreciation amount, let's call it $10,000 in this case, times whatever your tax rate is. And technically, it's probably your highest tax rate because it's coming off the top. But for a lot of times, we estimate this using your effective tax rate. So your effective tax rate might be 25%. So let's call it $10,000 times 25%. And you'd basically would be getting you'd have to pay in $2,500 less in taxes by owning a rental property, as an example. That's the layman's version of how all this works, okay? In this case, the example we're using here, we're saying it's $1,700 when you do the residential property. But if you bought the commercial property, it's $1,244, you know, about $450 and change less, okay? So the amount you add, the amount of difference is relatively small. It's, you know, about $500, let's round up, about $500 per year difference by buying a commercial property than a residential property. However, that lasts for an extra period of time. It doesn't stop at 27 and a half years now. Now it goes to 39. So it's almost 11 and a half years more, like 11 and a half years more, if my math is right. 27 and a half plus 11 is 28, 39. Yeah, so I think that's right. So I think it's 11 and a half years more that this lasts. So you get the $450 for 11 and a half years longer than if you did the residential one, okay? Now, if we look at this and we take those dollar amounts that we just talked about and we divide by how much we had to invest in order to acquire the property, we get return on investment. And so the cash flow, the appreciation is the same, the cash flow is the same, the debt pay down is the same. The tax benefits go from a return of 1.38% return on investment to 1.01% return on investment. So it dropped by 0.37%, not significant. So the overall return we had on this investment, this is kind of like fictitious example, was either 16.28 if it was a residential property versus 15.91 in the first year return on investment, okay? So what's interesting though is we're really changing the characteristics, not just right now, but we're changing the characteristics later on in the investment as well. So, you know, once we get beyond, you know, 27 and a half years, the investment looks very different. Because one of them goes to zero. The tax benefits then go to zero for that, for the residential property, but the commercial one stays there for another 11 and a half years. Okay? So really what we're doing is we're trading lower cash now from depreciation, the cash flow from depreciation that we're getting right away in the short term for a longer duration. That's really what's going on there. So this is just summarizing. It just shows you the all of returns stacked together. They're all identical except for this yellow area, the cash flow from depreciation number. And then the return on investment numbers, all of them are identical except for the cash flow from depreciation number, which changes from that 1.38 to 1.01. All right. So in conclusion, short class, you can utilize deal alchemy to modify where the returns are coming from. You know, we talk about doing lease options or changing the loan type or doing interest-only loans or, you know, kind of like some of the other strategies that we're going to talk about, like other deal alchemy classes. Today, we're talking about changing like the type of property that we're buying from residential to commercial. So you can utilize this deal alchemy to modify where the returns are coming from, which one of the quadrants, how they arrive, whether they arrive larger now or larger later, and then how long that they stay, like how long the duration of certain returns are. By adjusting different things, we're using deal alchemy to say, I would rather have these returns later on because for tax planning purposes, I'd rather have it all there, or I'd rather get it upfront, which I think most investors would prefer to move things forward, take advantage of stuff now so that they can compound the benefits over time. So one example of this, as we talked about, is changing the type of property from residential to commercial. This changes the depreciation period from 27.5 years to 39. Same amount depreciated, but over a longer period of time. So less money per year, but for more years. All right, that's all I got for you. Hopefully you like this little mini deal alchemy class. This has been James Orr. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye for now.
With home prices up, mortgage interest rates up, and rents up, but not quite enough to counteract the higher prices and interest rates, cash flow on rental properties in Thousand Oaks is harder than ever. Book a call with the Real Estate Financial Planner to apply our proprietary 88 strategies to improve cash flow on your rentals. See the show notes for a link to schedule your call and improve your cash flow today.
If you're a real estate agent, lender, or professional in Thousand Oaks that wants to help our real estate investor listeners, consider reaching out to learn about collaboration opportunities with this podcast. We'd love to add more value to our listeners by having you assist our investors buy, sell, and finance their real estate investments. See the show notes to schedule a call to discuss collaboration opportunities